Hey guys, hope you're enjoying these unique podcasts that I'm doing. Every once in a while, I read an article that I've written in the past to bring that article to life in audio form. I hope that you enjoy it. This is one of them. It's called the 10,000 Hour Celebration. The 10,000 Hour Celebration. 1 year, I drank two martinis at our family dinner on Christmas Eve. My family is Catholic, so we went to midnight mass after dinner, and I was drunk. The whole mass. After two martinis, I was wasted. I couldn't stop laughing during the service. My sister would laugh, which made me laugh more, and the people in the pew in front of me turned around a few times. I don't drink martinis on Christmas Eve anymore. In general, I'm not a big drinker, but I do like martinis. Grey Goose, extra dry, three olives. My friend and I have a saying that goes like this. Martinis. One is not enough, and three is too many. I'm not sure if we made it up or heard it somewhere else, but it's true for most people. For me, more than one is too many. Even one is probably too many. Okay, you get the point. I'm a lightweight. I don't drink much. Enough about martinis. Whenever I go to a party, I don't drink. People are confused. You don't drink? They ask me. Like, at all? Sometimes they even get mad at me. It's strange. Sometimes they go deeper. Are you an alcoholic? I'm not. But I do feel bad for recovering alcoholics because it seems like so much pressure. They must hear it all the time. And they're struggling with alcohol. If someone tells you they don't drink, move on. If they want to tell you why they don't drink, they will. But it's not your job to ask them. This is not what this post is about. It's about a different drug. It's about my intoxicant of choice. People. People energize me. They give me a buzz. They make me high. Last weekend, I went on to my friend's birthday. And we started at a beer garden, and then it got too cold. San Francisco is cold in the summer. If you come into San Francisco in the summer for California weather, you're going to be very disappointed. Go to San Diego or Los Angeles. But that's not what this post is about, either. It's about something else. It's about people. It got cold outside and the party moved to my friend's house. There were probably 30 people at the party, eating chips and salsa, drinking beer and chatting. Standard party stuff. I was about to leave and my friend asked me to please stay 5 more minutes. How do you say no to the birthday girl? I didn't, so I stayed. I planned on staying for 5 more minutes of experiences and it turns out I stayed for another approximately 10,000 hours. Less than a minute after I sat back down, the birthday girl pulled out a violin from thin air. It was like magic. 1 minute she was sitting on the couch with a red turtleneck sweater, and the next minute she had a violin in her hands. Then a guy from across the room pulled out a guitar, a small guitar, a Mexican guitar. It had a special name, but I forget what it was. I was 4 minutes away from leaving when it happened. The guy named Jose Luis and the girl named Veronica started to play music together. But it was not just music. It was different. It was inspired. It had a soul and a history, and it was called mariachi. They sang in harmony, they played one song and then another and then another. They must have played for close to 2 hours. The more people came, the more they joined in. After a while, 4 people sang and then 6 and then 10, and at one point, most of the party was singing. I didn't know Mexican ballads, but it didn't matter. I was there, I was singing, every part of me was singing. With every song, I sang a little bit louder. Didn't matter that I never opened my mouth because I didn't have to. These 2 people who played the violin and Mexican guitar, who sang in perfect harmony for 2 hours, who knew the chords and lines of every classical song under the Mexican sky, did not play for just 2 hours. They gave us so much more than just 2 hours. They dedicated decades of their lives to perfecting this art. Decades. They probably weren't going to parties with chips and salsa and beer and small talk. They probably weren't hanging out at all. They were practicing in the stillness and the silence, and from that stillness, they were preparing to make the crowd ignite. Whatever that might be, whenever that might happen, they were prepared. They were committed to something bigger. Malcolm Gladwell has a theory that it takes 10,000 hours to become a true master at something. I'm not sure if this is true, but these 2 were masters. Every smile, every applause, every endorphin released for the next 120 minutes from each person in that small Hayes Valley apartment were all thanks to this dedication, to this art, to this mastery. They were still playing when I left the party. I called an Uber and they played another song. I waited for an Uber and they played on. It took me 8 minutes to get home, but I bet they were still playing. I bet people were still smiling and tapping their feet and clapping their hands. Even on the other side of the city, I felt the vibration, the buzz, the energy. For 2 hours on a cold summer's night in San Francisco, we were the chosen ones. On my friend's birthday, we were the ones given a gift. I hoped I see those musicians again, because I'd like to thank them for the music, to thank them for the joy, to thank them for the smiles. But more than anything, to thank them for what they gave to all of us, a 10,000-hour celebration. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.